But a former Attorney General, Aikwe Otu, has been analysing developments within the NPP as a result of a recent meeting organised by the steering committee to oversee the vetting of its parliamentary candidates. Party faithful are divided on the impact of the developments on the fortunes of the party in 2016. Some claim the cracks in the party is deepening and, if not checked, could cost the party dearly. Radio Ghana seeks the views of Mr. Otu, a senior member of the party, on the situation. And he's on the line right now. Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Otu.
Good for having me.
Now, Mr. Otu, what is your opinion on developments within the party?
Well, let me say that I had the opportunity, one of your sister stations, immediately this news broke, I think last week Tuesday, and I made a point that an opposition party should be a government in waiting, and therefore we should not give, cause for especially floating voters to think that we are so disorganized that we are not ready, as it were, to take on the role of governance, for example, in 2016. Now, it's most unfortunate that this incident was discussed the whole of last week, and it somehow continued, I would have thought that, by letting it go, whatever issues have been raised will calm down a bit, and set minds at rest. Unfortunately, the media will not let it go. But it seems to me that whatever it is, disagreements are bound to come in the party. And we should know how to play it in the media, in the media domain. It is when it is so much in the media that you have various, opinions being expressed. That is like makes the whole thing look that bad. So I believe that we've spoken about this thing for some time. Although when media houses call and we tell them we have spoken about them, they tell us that their audience may be different. So that's why I agree to speak, but with a with a caution. But I think we've spoken about it for some time that we should now let it pass.
Now, you're talking about how it is going to look like on the media front, but then what about the party itself, these internal wranglings? What do you think will be the impact on the party itself?
No, I mean, unity is something you cannot compromise. When you are going to war and the soldiers are divided, one is marching towards the north, others are marching towards the south, or if you like, the east. How do you expect that as a united front, how do you expect to crush the other party? Because you are disunited, you are in disarray. So surely, I mean, unity is something that we are all looking up for. It is a unity that lies strength. And therefore, if we do not organize ourselves well, and some of these little things continue to draw us back, it may not be the best. For instance, I mean, the fact that the Constitution permits you to do something doesn't mean that you may not inform, the other side. I mean, all this, if you come to the constitutional provision, there isn't anything wrong in the absence of the chairman getting the first vice, for example, chairing a meeting. But if the chairman says, I don't know about it, if the secretary says, look, I am all available in Ghana, I mean, to tell you the truth, I was just sitting enjoying my fufu when you called me. So I'm available within the jurisdiction, and that if I had been notified, maybe I could have rushed down, but I also was never notified. That is where the seeming idea of maybe divisions and things, seem to manifest. Otherwise, I mean, if, look, we're going to have a meeting, you are not around, we inform you the meeting will come on such and such a date. I don't think that we'll be having all this discussion 1 week onwards.
Now, Ms. Odu,
even some of these things, the ministers finding themselves into the media and all that, they're unnecessary.
Ms. Odu, now you are a senior member of the party. Would you say that the communication machinery is actually breaking down?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, it's only an instance, you know, of which, you know, the elected officers like the chairman and general secretary are saying that, look, we were not informed, you know, of this meeting. You cannot say, you know, that generally it has to do with the communications. No, no. Whoever it is that, you know, organized the meeting owes it a duty to have informed, you know, those who needed to know. And if he fails, I don't think that we can extend it to say, therefore, that the entire communication of the party has broken. I don't think so. The party is moving on. We're finished with our vetting, and we're looking forward to getting the results published. And then a date is fixed for the primary so that you know, those who qualify will go and contest. I mean, things are moving. I don't think that this one swallow will make a summer.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Otu, for your time.
Meanwhile, an executive member of the NPP, Kwame Nalanden, says the campaign for parliamentary election is going on well throughout the country. Speaking to Radio Ghana on developments in the party following the steering committee's meeting, Mr. Landon said in Cape Coast North, the campaign is heating up with a number of activities. Mr. Landon spoke with George Ankra.
There's been no fallout. Everything is going smoothly. In the Cape Coast North constituency, where I am a candidate, the vetting went on very smoothly. Everything is going on. The campaign is going on. And I am number 4 on the ballot.
You are contesting the parliamentary seat?
Yes, Cape Coast North constituency.
And how is your rating like?
Oh, it's going very well. I've been meeting the delegates as part of the campaign. I've been doing a lot of training programs with them. I have been energizing the party offices in the constituency. I have been providing some furnishing and also opening new party offices at the electoral area. The visibility of the party in the constituency has been much improved thanks to my efforts and efforts of other supporters.
Apart from the education that you've been organizing to the people, I understand there was a Mother's Day celebration. Who organized it? How did it go?
Well, yesterday I invited all the women who are executives in our constituency to a Mother's Day meeting. So we had a meeting where I discussed with them. First of all, appreciated their role in the party so far, what we expect from them in the coming election campaigning program, and also to commend them for the good work that they've been doing. After that, we had a little reception.
You believe things will go in your favor?
It is my prayer, and I'm working very hard for that.
Kwame Nalanden is an executive member of the NPP, talking to George Ankra.
Well, back to the NPP. Now, the steering committee of the party's meeting is still making the rounds. Now, party faithful believe the development has created cracks in the party, and some believe the party is still united. We have on the line right now Michael Ampong to tell us more. Now, Ms. Yampon, do you believe the party is still united, or you feel otherwise?
Well, it is easier said than and usually it is not what we say, it is the action. And for me, if indeed there is unity, as some of them will want us to believe, happiness in the party that do not and I support the argument that has been advanced by the party united.
Could you please explain a bit further?
What I'm saying is that actions speak louder than words. Okay? It is one thing to say we are united, and it's another thing to demonstrate by actions and by deeds that we are united. From the happenings in the party, okay, the attempt to deny the elected national chairman and the general secretary, you know, their legitimate role to manage the party and manage the campaign and manage the flag bearer, after the fact that anybody who sees the party is united is related to the in politics.
Okay, now, I earlier spoke to a senior member of the party, Aikwe Otu, and as much as possible, you should be able to actually work on this, to manage it, or else maybe the media will blow it out of proportion. And so, in your opinion, what do you have to say in terms of how this goes out in the media?
Interesting. You know, incidentally, the pro MPP media outlets, be the print media or electronic media, seems to have taken a line against the national chairman and media secretary. For example, the Daily Guide, they've never published anything good about it, the chairman of the media secretary. And Daily Guide is largely perceived to be an MPP. The program is newspaper. I'm lying. Okay, so it's not the issue of the media, because when you have substantive elected party officers who owns media outlets openly castigating the national chairman and the general secretary, whether in their newspapers or on their platforms, you see how do we blame the media? Of course, negative news sells. Okay, the media always want to go in for sensational news, and that is not, from that constraint.
Now, everybody says this is an unfortunate situation, but will this development actually affect, how do you see its effect on your party's chances in 2016?
Well, for me, I am not a party officer, but then I'm a bona fide member of the party, because I've also invested perhaps my time and energy in the development of the party since 1992. Currently, we must move beyond the rhetoric. We must move beyond the talking. Now we are united. We should demonstrate it. And that can only happen when the unnecessary suspicion and wild allegations stops. Okay. Can you imagine the master chairman being accused of taking bribe from the NDC? General Secretary being accused of being behind the so-called Agenda 2020. Can you imagine it? Okay. So until all those wild allegations and suspicions stops, until there is that mutual respect, that mutual I don't see, you know, somebody else argue. Let me be categorical here. Gabi Asorochidakun has argued elsewhere on some other platforms that the chairman, for example, had 41% of the votes in the conference that elected him. The secretary had elected about 50%. Okay. Whereas the flag bearer had over 94%.
Yeah.
So in his estimation, I think the rank and file of the party supports.
Okay.
And a few ones do not even matter. So when you have such a mentality, forgetting the fact that there were two different colleges that elected the chairman and the flag bearer. Two different colleges. So how does this mathematics or this assertion comes in?
Okay, Mr. Ampo, we'll leave it here for now. Thank you very much for joining us. Michael Ampo is a member of the MPP.